This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTALI. Now, I know we have a lot to talk about, but this headline is definitely catching a lot of attention. And this has been a topic that keeps coming back every few years. And it's whether the Star Spangled Banner, which is the United States national anthem, if it needs to be replaced. Now, this obviously is not a very easy topic to talk about because the national anthem inspires a lot of different feelings for those who listen to it. For some, it inspires patriotism. It inspires, you know, the wars and the battles that were fought. Its origins actually came from the War of 1812. All the sacrifices that people have made for our country and how we've overcome being a smaller power, overcoming the British or overcoming bigger powers. For others, it reminds them of slavery and a time when they were oppressed. And the Francis Scott Key, the author of the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, was a slave owner. He was a lawyer. He would argue against abolitionists, but there's reports that he wanted to return slaves to their home country. So I'm not sure about the history of what he did and what he didn't do to help slavery or to perpetuate it. But he was a slave owner, and so people listening to the national anthem have obviously strong feelings about that. Then you have me. I have issues with the Star Spangled Banner because it's a really difficult song to sing. I mean, you know, I've tried to sing it multiple times, and it's really difficult, right? And the twilight's last gleaming, just not an easy song to sing. And then it ends with a question, and then sometimes we don't even understand what the words are. You know, or the ramparts we watch, and you're like, rampart? What's a rampart? And I guess a rampart is like a big castle. You know, and then you're like, okay, and you know, so it's a tough song. It's a real tough song to sing. So a couple years back, the NAACP in California said it's time to do away with the Star Spangled Banner. It was written by a slave owner who advocated for slave owners' rights, and it's time for it to be done. I'm not sure whatever happened with that movement, but it's being brought up again, especially now since Francis Scott Key, his statue was taken down or was removed. I believe it was pulled down recently with all the new developments in terms of, you know, statues and, you know, redefining who we honor. So the author of the Star Spangled Banner, you know, this has been something that's been brought up over and over again, and so people want to us to act now. From what I understand, there's multiple other verses to the Star Spangled Banner. And it's kind of a long song. Canada sounds like, oh, Canada, that's a little easier, you know, because you know it's about Canada and all that. When the Star Spangled Banner, apparently, Francis Scott Key, am I pronouncing that right? Okay. Yeah. He apparently wrote multiple verses. This was the morning of, in 1812, he was in Baltimore, and he was watching a battle where U.S. soldiers held off British bombardment. And so we won. And while he was watching the flag go up in the dawn's early light, you know, he wrote the song, and he wrote it on the back of a letter. And then it started to become, you know, more and more popular. But there's another verse that a lot of people don't realize, and I'll try not to. This is why people want the Star Spangled Banner gone, because when I sing it, it's like horrible. Okay, so here's one of the verses. No refuge can save the hireling and slave. See, they bring up slave from the terror of flight or the gloom
of the grave, and the Star-Spangled Banner in triumph doth wave, or the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Okay, don't listen to my singing. But you see, they bring up hireling and slave, and it's a verse that we don't sing. We skip that one, and we've had multiple stars, Whitney Houston, Christina Aguilera, you know, sing the song, which is, again, one of the most difficult songs in the world to sing, you know, and it has these, it inspires, unfortunately, these emotions. So is the Star Spangled Banner going to go away in this time of resetting, this time of redefining, you know, what we want the U.S. history to be? And that's kind of what we're doing right now. We are redefining history. We were always taught you can't change history. You don't change history. We need to know what happened in our history. We need to learn from our history. But you have a movement, and understandably so, to redefine what, shall we say, what are the characteristics of that country. And so, while some of us are thinking, okay, you're going to take down a song that came from 1812 that had to do with a battle against the British, and you know, for others, it's, why is our national anthem, you know, a song that did have to, you know, that did include, you know, a slave nation, and this is the song we are rising to and putting our hands over the heart to. And so, you know, people are right now, you know, reconsidering how we redefine our country's characteristic. Now, I don't know how often countries change their national anthem. You know, some people said, you know, why don't we do God Bless America? God Bless America for the national anthem. So God Bless America is, it's like, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her. And see, stand beside her. Can't do it. Can't do it. Because what you're doing is you're saying America is a she. Can't do that in this day and age. All right? Remember, we're not, you know, really identifying, and we're not trying to stereotype something as male and female. So even though it's done in so many other countries, so you can't stand beside her. Let me see. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. I guess you could do that. It's not the most, you know, robust anthem-like song, but I guess you could do that. But you know, the point we're making here is you're not going to have a lot of agreement on things. And currently, we have the NFL. We have much of the country not liking the national anthem. I don't know how much longer it's going to be around. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we haven't spoken a lot about the Hispanic population. We've been hearing a lot about Black Lives Matter and, you know, All Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter. And the U.S. Hispanic population has risen by about 20% within the last 10 years. We're being told by the U.S. Census Bureau that figures show that the number of non-Hispanic whites are declining as deaths have surpassed births. They say in 2019, under 40% of the U.S. population was either non-white or Hispanic. Non-Hispanic whites are expected to be the minority of the U.S. population in 25 years. So the America, the face of America is changing. Now, America has always been what we called a melting pot. America was built on people that came from England, that came from Europe, that we have Native Americans who lived here and, you know, this was their home. People from Africa that, unfortunately, many of them were forced to come to America. And so, you know, we've always been a melting pot. And so we've never really, you know, characterized the face of America as being, you know, one individual of a certain race. It was always, whenever you see America or like it's a small world or whatever, we are, you know, we're supposed to be, you know, a representative of people of all countries, and because, you know, everybody seems to come here. This just seems to be a I hate using the word melting pot. I really think that term is going to be going away soon. But we do have a lot of changes that we're seeing. We have, you know, many of the older WASP sort of populations, you know, slowly shrink as we have more and more people coming to the United States, more from Mexico, more from other countries. And so obviously our race demographics change. And so the latest census data showed that non-Hispanic whites could become the minority in about 25 years. Now, people kind of ask, what does non-Hispanic white mean? You're either white, you're Hispanic, we also have mixed race, and we have people that have Hispanic blood and black blood and German blood and Austrian and Australian. And so I think we're starting to do away with the terms. And so, you know, many times Hispanics were put under the white demographic if there wasn't a Hispanic demographic. So now we have a separate category, say non-Hispanic white. So non-Hispanic whites, which would be, you know, probably more of the WASP and you know, maybe a lot of the northern part of the country, that would comprise a minority in about 25 years. They say, according to the figures, the white population is on the decline as the number of deaths have exceeded births among the group, and immigration of non-Hispanic whites have slowed down. They say minority groups continue to grow in size, with the Asian population seeing the biggest increase of any demographic. And they say almost two-thirds of that growth was driven by international migration, they say. So there was a, when we look at population, our population has increased, all of our population, because America, wasn't America about 345 million? Isn't that where we're at? I forget what the total population is. But we continue to grow. America continues to grow. As our birth rate exceeds our death rate overall, we become a bigger and bigger country. As we bring more people in, more people come to America than leave America. I know everybody threatened to leave America when Trump won, but I don't think anybody really did. I don't really see any of the celebrities who said they were going to leave if Trump got elected, leave. So more people come to America than leave. So the white population did have an increase, but it was a 4.3% increase, much smaller than the Hispanic population, which back in 2019 had a 20% increase. Black or African American population had an 11.6% increase, according to Daily Mail. The Asian population had one of the highest at 29.3% increase in 2019. And who knows, maybe it's because, again, of, you know, issues going on in China. There, maybe the COVID-19, you know, had been around for much longer, and people said we're out of here in 2019. The Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander population rose 21%. American Indian or Alaskan Native population grew by 13.1%. So we've seen growth all along, but white population, specifically white, has had the smallest amount of increase. So, you know, where was some of the biggest population changes? So right now, the largest amount of white population is still L.A. County. They have
Cali has 7.3 million people. The largest growth has been Maricopa County in Arizona, up 14.5%. The largest population, they say, of Black African Americans is Cook County, Illinois, with 1.2 million people. This was logged in 2019. The largest growth is Harris County, Texas, where it grew by 19.2%, another 158,000 people since 2010. The largest Hispanic population lives in L.A. County, 4.8 million. The largest growth of Hispanic population is Lucerne County, Pennsylvania. That increased by 103.5% since 2010. Largest Asian population is in L.A. County with 1.7 million. The largest growth has been Forsyth County, Georgia, increasing by 230.2%. Native Hawaiian Pacific Islanders, largest population is in Honolulu County in Hawaii, but the largest growth has been Clark County, Nevada. That's where I live. Yay! Largest numeric population growth, 1,500 between 2018 and 2019. You know, it's interesting. I've never understood that, how, you know, in Hawaii you have, gosh, these most amazing islands and water and trees and the most opposite of desert. And then you come to Nevada, desert. It's interesting. It's, you know, it's kind of the opposite. Unless maybe some people just get, you know, so sick of, you know, beautiful islands and beautiful water and fish and turtles and all that, that they just kind of want to be landlocked for a little bit. I don't know. And then American Indian Alaska Native, largest population is L.A. County. They had 229,000. The largest growth is Maricopa County, Arizona, with an increase of 36,000. Now, the over 65 population growing. You know, these census figures are pretty interesting because we have to plan ahead for medicine. We have to plan ahead with schooling and infrastructure and all that. And even though, you know, people think that the baby boomers are dying off and, you know, it's still the largest population. Remember, the first of the baby boomers reached 65 years old in 2011. I think it, they are still the largest, from what I understand, group of population. And that was, again, you know, people came back from the war and they, you know, did what most people do after they come back from war. So they say the number of seniors has grown by more than a third, making up more than 16% of the U.S. population. The growth of this population contributed to an increase in the national median age. So our age went up because of our large senior population. But we are going to notice another boom, they believe, because of COVID. We're going to notice the COVIDers, right? The baby boomers or the COVIDers or the coronaers. And the corona boomers or the baby coronaers. And they think a lot of people have been having sex and a lot of people have been getting pregnant. I have noticed a spike in people getting pregnant. But then again, I talk to a lot of young people, and that's what kind of young people do. Young people get pregnant. You know, you would think many young people would be like, times are really uncertain. We don't know what the economy is going to look like. We don't know. But, you know, I mean, YOLO, you only live once. And I think a lot of people want to still, you know, go on with their lives. And what better way to go on with your life than to start a family? So seniors, you know, are still, as I said, one of the largest population groups. Four states, Maine, Florida, West Virginia, and Vermont, seniors accounted for a fifth of the population. Utah had the lowest percentage of seniors with 11.4%, followed by Washington, D.C., 12.4%. So it's really interesting when you think, you know, well, why wouldn't more seniors retire in Utah? I mean, Utah's amazing. It's beautiful land. You get to do a lot of hiking. You get good weather. You know, D.C., I can understand why a lot of seniors would avoid D.C. All right, I had to say, D.C. is D.C. So, you know, we'll see how things go. But, you know, obviously, based on race, based on age, we have some definite changes to the face of America. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday enhanced the ability of President Trump's administration to quickly deport illegal immigrants, including asylum seekers, with limited judicial review, handing him a victory in a case involving one of his signature issues in an election year. The justices ruled 7-2 in favor of the administration. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Senate Democrats blocking the GOP police reform bill is the latest absurdity.
Well, yesterday, here in the Senate, the latest absurdity was added to the list. Our Democratic colleagues tried to say with straight faces they want the Senate to discuss police reform while they block the Senate from discussing police reform.
Democrats in Congress are set to vote on their bill on Thursday, which will likely pass along party lines. You're listening to USA Radio News. A top Senate committee is wanting more information on UFOs. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee wants the Pentagon to release a public report on UFOs. The committee issuing the demand after the New York Times reported that the Office of Naval Intelligence continues tracking unidentified flying objects in a systematic way. In the past, federal officials have said a program like that existed but was ended in 2012. The intelligence panel has directed the Director of National Intelligence and other agency chiefs to submit a detailed report on the investigation within 180 days.
According to a new report, the IRS paid out $1.4 billion in stimulus money to just over 1 million dead people. The deceased filed taxes in either 2018 or 2019 and automatically received the payments. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Nevada. So Nevada joins multiple other states like Washington, New York, New Jersey, I believe Maine, Florida, Arizona, that has implemented mandated masks. So our governor, Governor Sisolak, yesterday had said that now no mask, no service. So you don't wear a mask, you don't get served. And again, we have the casino industry, one of the biggest in the world. We are a tourism center, you know, can put a lot of workers at risk. And so it was something that was in many settings long overdue in terms of trying to get back to normalcy and trying to, you know, reopen, you know, our industries and reopen our businesses. And so there seemed to be a majority of people wanting mandated masks. So it was said, it was done, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. And so the no mask, no service, mask mandate decree was done. You would think that would be simple, all right? But nothing is ever simple. There's always unintended consequences. There's always issues. And if you're in government, you don't see those issues. But if you're a business owner, you do. If you're an employee, you do. If you're a customer, you do. And so me as a physician, I get to take a peek at some of what's going on beyond politics. And I've been asked for weeks now, especially in the last 72 hours, that for exemptions for masks. So the call, telemedicine, saying, I can't wear the mask at work. I need a doctor's note. And we're not supposed to, on my telemedicine platform, do that. It has to be done by an in-person doctor, you know, because anybody could say anything. And, you know, we have a public health crisis going on. So there's this, there's, you know, this panic that I'm seeing from patients going, I need an exemption. I can't wear the mask at work. I can't wear the mask at work. I need an exemption. I can't wear the mask around town. And so when you start to look at what a mask mandate does, you start to realize that it's a lot more complex than a governor saying, all right, guys, everybody wear the mask. Not that hard to do. And it's interesting because you see on social media, you see a lot of people, even physicians, going, all right, you see, time to wear the mask. Just do it. And then everybody seems to move on. But what they don't understand is there's a lot of now logistics in place. Okay? So, no mask, no service. We talked about this a few weeks back when a security guard got shot or stabbed, when another employee at a fast food got attacked because they tried to enforce the new law. Now, I own a couple businesses, and my staff are not 6'5", you know, ex-military, commando trained sort of, physique, build that can get into a fight with somebody who doesn't want to wear a mask. So I told my staff, don't engage, if they don't want to wear a mask, you know, I don't want you getting hurt. I don't want you getting shot. I don't want you getting stabbed. We're supposed to comply with the governor's orders, but, you know, your safety comes first. Don't get into a fight with somebody over a mask. And nobody realizes that you have, 110 pound, I apologize, people are calling. You have 100, 10 pound, small. I used to be 110 pounds. I know it's hard to say, to see now. How are they supposed to take on a 6'5" man that says, I'm not wearing a mask? Then the other issue we're seeing is, you have a lot of people who, let's say, have medical conditions. And the mask mandate is exempt for those who have medical conditions. So if you have COPD, if you have a condition that would prevent you from wearing a mask, you don't have to wear one. And so we had some customers who had said, like, they can't wear a mask. And we were like, well, look, we're not going to force somebody to have breathing difficulty. We're not allowed to do that. Okay, I guess you're exempt from the mask. So what happens in some of these businesses where if you have somebody sitting there that isn't wearing a mask, and of course, we're not allowed to discuss people's medical issues. That's their privacy. And somebody walks in and gets no mask, no service. Are there going to be lawsuits because of profiling or racism or discrimination? So these are things that employers are trying to grapple with. This no mask, no service is very easy to say. It seems like a good idea in terms of adding a barrier. Now we have a barrier. If I sneeze or spit, it goes on this. But when you look at the logistics, there's issues. So what employees are asking for exemptions. Many are asking for exemptions. Being in 109 degree heat or wearing something like this that scratches up against the face. I'm comfortable with these things, but I do. I take them off on and off throughout the day. Well, if you're working a shift and you're manning a post and you don't have the liberty of taking these off, people get mask fatigue. They don't want to wear it. So they're trying to now get exemption. So what happens to a business owner who doesn't look like they're following the mandates from their governor? Now, we have the Americans with Disabilities Act, and that either helps or complicates things. So if you have an employee that says they can't wear a mask because they have a medical condition, and you have an employer that is nervous about the mandates with them losing their licensing or losing their ability to operate, who wins? An employer cannot violate the Americans with Disabilities Act. So what I'm hearing, and I've talked to some attorneys, and I need to find the source myself, but from what I understand, the American with Disabilities Act will supersede any governor's mandate. However, I've also heard that if there's a public health issue, you can supersede the ADA. So employers are asking, what the hell do we do? So my advice to anybody is just have documentation, okay? If you need to be exempt from having a mask because you have a health condition, just get something from your doctor. I don't think the police are going to come. I don't think you're going to get arrested. I don't think you're going to get fired. Have that from your doctor. If you can't get in with the doctor, you can't afford a doctor, you can't, then you need to find something that's comfortable. Luckily, a lot of these mask mandates aren't real masks. They're just covering your face with something. So if there's something soft like a scarf that you could use that you can every now and then try to breathe out of or take breaks with, maybe try that. And then another option that some employees have, which isn't the best option, is if you can't get an exemption from your medical provider and you are in a type of industry where your restaurant or your place of work will be closed down if employees don't have masks, you can always sit this one out. You could stay home and not work until the mask mandate goes away. Now, that's unpaid leave, but that might still salvage your job. So, employees are now kind of in a pickle. Employers are in a pickle. And then you have customers. And, if you have customers that can't wear a mask, are they going to be refused service? So a lot of attorneys now are starting to get prepared for lawsuits and for cases where people were denied service. Denying somebody service has been a huge source of contention in courts, and because you would be denied service because of something you believed in or something you did or something you stood for. So now if somebody, let's say, is an anti-masker or they can't wear a mask, are they going to be discriminated against? Are they going to be refused service? So I understand what the governor in my state did. I understand that these provide barriers. Most health professionals are very supportive of people wearing masks. But you need to be very, very cautious when you blast a no mask, no service, because what the hell are young, teenagers who are supposed to be working there, what are they supposed to do and how are they supposed to enforce a law without them getting themselves, involved in violence? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What was one of your most fun things to do as a kid? So I loved to fish. I thought camping was cool, but we really didn't do much. My father wasn't a big camper. I loved playing outside. But I grew up in the 80s. And so in the 80s, I loved arcades. I couldn't stand running out of money. We didn't have a lot of money. So if my parents gave us $20 to split between the three of us, this was before my youngest brother was born when I was a teenager. So there were three of us. $20 didn't last that long, especially when you're kind of out-muscled, you know, by your other siblings, right? No, we're supposed to share. We're supposed to share. Daddy and Mommy said to share. They're like, yeah, you say anything, I'll be here. But I loved at these places the games where you would win prizes. I don't like throwing money down the drain. I always want to get something for my money. I just do. So if I'm going to play a game and I'm going to stink at it, at least I could get a little baby ticket. Now, of course, these other kids would be getting, you know, 200 tickets, you know, being, you know, what's it called when you eructate? Is it eructate? You know, it's a word for vomit. But, you know, these machines would be spewing out these tickets. And I would get like one baby one, but I'd be so proud of that one baby ticket. And then even if you had one baby ticket, you could go up to the ticket counter to get a prize, and you could get like a little ring, you could get little toys. And I gotta tell you, whoever designed these sort of carnival type arcades with games and tickets and all that really, really knew kids. And they really knew how to attract you with colors for those of us that were colorblind. Attract us with presents, attract us with gifts, and the reward center. And even to this day, when I see pictures of that, what's that game called where you roll the ball? You roll the ball, and then it has to land in like the 20 or the 50 or the 100 or the 500. I don't know what those are called, but I got really, really good at that. Really, really good at that. Now I stink at it, you know, because I'm too big, you know, to fit, you know, because when you're little, you could stand in the center. Now, for me to be standing in the center, I'm already halfway into the next guy's lane, so it just doesn't work. But anyway, it's kind of like where you bowl, but you roll the ball. I forget what it's called. But anyway, still, when I see that, I just smile. Well, one headline that doesn't make me smile is Chuck E. Cheese has had to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. We knew this was coming. COVID-19 has crippled the restaurant chain. Why? Because Chuck E. Cheese, and who also owns Peter Piper Pizza, needs kids coming in there dropping money into the arcade. They need dine-in. And they need a lot. They need volume. Apparently, Chuck E. Cheese owns 612 restaurants across the U.S. They have assets of and liabilities anywhere from $1 billion to $10 billion. That's kind of a big range. Really, you guys couldn't, I mean, honestly, $1 billion to $10 billion? You would think, yeah, that would have a little bit of a, that's kind of a big range here, people. But anyway, it's CEC Entertainment. And they say they expect to keep their restaurants running throughout the Chapter 11 proceedings. But again, they rely on customers coming in, and businesses are tough. They also rely on the birthday parties. Now, we did a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese, and the staff was great. The pizza was delicious. They gave, you know, ample coins. It's just my kids don't like the mouse or the rat or whatever it is. And so they liked the party, but when the time came where they had to be up there with the mouse, or my kids just weren't into that. Same thing with Disney. You know, they'd wave to Goofy or Mickey Mouse or whatever, but they really didn't want to hang out with characters. Some are really into that, but I think they got that from me. Like, I really don't like clowns. I'm not scared of clowns, but I just don't like them. I like Ronald McDonald. I remember I had a birthday party at McDonald's. And the burgers were so yummy. I remember seeing the tray of the little burgers. And they were just, oh my gosh, McDonald's burgers was like my favorite thing as a kid. So I had a birthday party at McDonald's. And I was supposed to do something with Ronald McDonald. I didn't want anything to do with him. I was like, I really don't want to stand next to Ronald McDonald. I really don't. I don't know. So what's interesting is how are parents looking at parties? Okay, Chuck E. Cheese, Peter Piper Pizza, this was kind of a go-to for a birthday party. And I think we have a lot of parents kind of rethinking things with their kids. One, you know, because of social distancing. You know, two, cost. I, as a parent, I can't tell you how expensive it got having parties for kids. So, you know, we tried the very early on having a party for my kid at home. My kid was two. And I'm like, well, obviously, you know, two, well, it's like we got to do something. So we tried to do it in the park near my house. But the weather, it got really, really cold. It was at the end of February, and it got really windy, so we had to bring the party to my house. So now we have all these kids kind of messing with the house. We had hired somebody to be Barney. It didn't look like Barney. It was a purple dinosaur, the completely wrong color purple. The fake, it didn't really look like Barney. And my kid really, again, isn't really into Barney. That's when we kind of figured out he really did. In fact, he cried. He really didn't want to be around the stranger in a purple outfit, you know. And so so that wasn't really the best birthday party. And then we tried to do Chuck E. Cheese, and that kind of still got expensive. And then we did something. There was a place called Pump It Up. And Pump It Up had all these bouncy castles. But bouncy castles in like a big, huge gym area, so the kids could just go crazy. And the kids loved it, but of course, you know, there's issues, and it was costly, and, you know, somebody gets a bloody nose, and somebody gets a sprain, and somebody, you know. And then my younger kid went to a birthday party at a trampoline place where you jump on a trampoline. Well, his foot got caught, and his knee dislocated, and, you know, he's now, here he is, teenager, having surgery on his knee. You know, pretty significant surgery on his knee just because of a trampoline birthday party. So we're, you know, and also, you know, lacrosse injuries and things like that, but that was the first injury. So I think a lot of parents start to look at this going, you know, I don't want to be spending $500-$600 plus on a birthday party. Mind you, $500-$600 was the price, you know, 10, 15 years ago. They don't want their kids around other kids getting sick. They want, you know, the birthday party atmosphere. And I think parents are going to start rethinking things. You know, arcades were interesting. When I was younger and starting to develop, arcades were unfortunately a place where I would get touched. I hated that. I hated that. Somebody, like an old man, would walk by and touch my butt. One person, so these cases of assault, happened in these arcades. And I think a lot of parents who grew up in the 80s, when that happened to them, they're like, nah, not for my kid. So I think we're going to start to see a lot of these sort of, venues go away. And it really is a shame, you know, even though I might not have had the best, you know, I wouldn't want my child to, you know, have undergone any sort of assault that I went through, or any child for that matter. I still, though, have, when I see these places, I still have fond memories. I still look at them and say, like, oh, man, you know, it's the lights and the clangs. It basically is like a casino for kids. You know, that whole premise of lights and reward centers and flashy lights, and you almost get lost in a labyrinth. They want you to get lost, just like IKEA. You can't get out. If you can't get out, even though there's exit signs, you have to shop more. You know, they have to focus your attention. So they know what they're doing. But I'm not sure what the COVID-era birthday party is going to be. My guess is people are going to go back to old school where they have kids at home. They do, pin the tail on the donkey. Oh, my gosh, I hated that game. Right? You're going to give the kid a pin. You're going to have them blindfolded, and you're going to have them start walking towards a group of other students, other kids, at eye level. I just never thought that game made sense. One thing I like to do, older, you know, if you could get a good deal, is rather than spending $500 on a birthday party, you know, spend maybe about $100 on a hotel room, rent a movie, bring in all the food and stuff, and let the kids kind of, you know, have like a little staycation. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said.
Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.